The key is to shift from a transactional model to a long-term relationship model. When clients are invested in a long-term relationship with you, rather than just buying individual products or services on a one-off basis, your revenue becomes much more predictable and stable. And remember, this isn't only good for you. It's often better for your customers too, giving them more predictable budgeting and a deeper, more reliable and valuable relationship with your business. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. The sun has most definitely been out here in Edinburgh. And while it's great for sunbathing and planning your summer getaway, perhaps you're also worried about your business hitting that dreaded summer slump. You probably know what I'm talking about. When it feels like everyone's gone on holiday or planning to, the leads seem to dry up completely and your revenue takes a nosedive. Well, good news. Today, I'm sharing 5 proven strategies to not only survive summer, but actually boost your revenue during these what can be slower months and beyond. I've experienced the summer slump myself. In my previous dance company, summer used to be our most challenging time financially because initially our classes didn't run during school holidays. It took me a couple of years to figure out how to maintain consistent cash flow, but once I did, summer actually became one of our most profitable seasons. By the end of this episode, you will also have 5 actionable strategies that you can implement straight away to keep your business thriving all summer long. Before we dive in though, a reminder about Marketing Mondays, my weekly session where we tackle your most pressing marketing challenges together. You can ask me anything to do with your marketing and we'll come up with strategies for your business live on the call. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join and make every Monday your most productive marketing day. Now, on with the episode. The first strategy is to implement consistent revenue streams. Let's kick things off with something that turned my extremely seasonal business into a year-round business, and that was a slight tweak to the business model. In my dance company, I faced a big challenge. Our classes only ran during school term time, which meant we had huge gaps with no income coming in, particularly over summer. It was a bit of a nightmare for cash flow planning, as you can imagine, and I found myself constantly stressed about money when the holidays approached. So what did I do? I introduced a monthly subscription model, and instead of charging per term, instead, I worked out the cost of a year's worth of classes and divided it by 12. Our customers paid the same amount monthly, regardless of whether classes were running that particular week or month or not. Now, you might be thinking, but Nikki, wouldn't customers object to paying when they're not getting anything? But actually, they also preferred it. The more manageable monthly payment was easier on their budget than large lump sums 3 times a year at the start of each term. And we made sure to communicate clearly that they were paying for the annual program of classes, but the cost was spread out for their convenience. This one change to the business model eliminated our summer cash flow worries. Even when we weren't physically delivering classes, money was still coming in consistently every single month. So how could you apply this to your business? Think about how you could restructure your pricing or payment terms to create more consistency. Could you offer a retainer package instead of one-off projects? Or perhaps a membership or other recurring business model with year-round benefits. Maybe you could incentivize clients to pay across a number of months for services that they'll use throughout the year. The key is to shift from a transactional model to a long-term relationship model. When clients are invested in a long-term relationship with you, rather than just buying individual products or services on a one-off basis, your revenue becomes much more predictable and stable. And remember, this isn't only good for you. It's often better for your customers too, giving them more predictable budgeting and a deeper, more reliable and valuable relationship with your business. Strategy number 2 is to double down on relationship building and personal outreach. My second strategy is one of the simplest yet most effective things you can do when business feels quiet. double down on relationship building and personal outreach. And I'll explain what I mean. I want you to open up all of the different communication channels that you use within your business right now. Go through your Facebook Messenger, Instagram DMs, LinkedIn messages, email inbox, WhatsApp, Boxer, wherever potential clients might have come into contact with you. I bet you'll find at least a few unanswered messages or conversations that simply fizzled out. We all have them. Those messages represent potential connections, collaborations, and yes, paying clients who could be ready right now to work with you. The key is to be systematic about following up. Set aside time specifically for responding to messages, nurturing those warm leads, and reconnecting with people who expressed their interest in the past. This consistent follow-up is what turns casual inquiries into booked and paying clients. So the sooner you begin nurturing those relationships, the sooner you'll see results. This is what marketers mean when we talk about keeping your audience warm. It's not just about pumping out content and hoping for the best, hoping that somebody responds. It's about actively starting and continuing conversations with actual prospects. And summer is the perfect time to do this deeper relationship work. Anytime you might not be as busy as usual with delivery, you can invest time into those meaningful connections that ultimately drive business growth. Here's a practical tip. Set aside 30 minutes every morning dedicated only to personal outreach. That might mean following up with past leads, checking in with previous clients, or reaching out to new connections. Make it personal, make it genuine, and focus on how you can help them rather than immediately selling your services. Remember, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And nothing builds trust faster than consistent, helpful communication. So use a potential summer slowdown as an opportunity to strengthen those relationships that will fuel your business growth fast for the rest of the year. Strategy number three is to create strategic seasonal offerings. And I don't just mean slapping a discount on your existing services and calling it a summer sale. When I ran my dance company, not only did we restructure to spread out payments, as I mentioned earlier, but we also introduced summer dance camps. These were intensive week-long programs that we only offered during the holidays. They were hugely popular because they solved a specific seasonal problem for parents as well as for children. We kept children entertained over summer while generating significant additional revenue for us during what would otherwise have been our quietest period. The key is to create time-appropriate, high-value offerings that are specifically designed for summer needs. You might call these summer success packages or summer intensives. I've run a summer sprint before. The goal is to increase interest, not to discount. Let me give you some examples of how this might work for different service businesses. If you're a business coach, you might offer a summer strategy sprint, a condensed 2 to 4 week program helping clients map out their goals and action plans for Q3 and Q4. This appeals to business owners who want to use their quieter summer period to prepare for the busier autumn season. Never assume that everyone is on holiday. Think about your own habits. Do you take all summer off? I know I don't. If you're a web designer, consider a website refresh package that can be completed within a focused month-long timeframe during summer. Many businesses use slower periods to update their online presence, so this meets a specific seasonal need. For copywriters, how about a content batching intensive where you help clients create 2 or even 3 months worth of content in just a few sessions at the start of summer? This allows small business owners to enjoy their holidays without worrying about their content calendar. The beauty of these seasonal offerings is that they feel special and time limited, creating a natural sense of urgency. They're also typically more condensed and intensive than your regular services, making them easier to fit around summer schedules, both yours and your clients. When designing your summer offering, ask yourself, what specific challenges do my clients face during this season? Or what are the specific opportunities that might come with a quieter season for my clients? How can I package my expertise in a way that directly addresses their needs? And importantly, how can I structure this offering so that it works with the natural rhythm of summer rather than against it? Get this right, and summer could quickly become one of your most profitable seasons. Strategy number four is to create and market passive income products. This is something that can transform your business, not only for summer, but all year round. Creating and effectively marketing passive, or as I prefer to call them, recurring income products. Summer is the perfect time to develop digital products or do-it-yourself DIY resources that solve a client problem and showcase your expertise while generating revenue with minimal ongoing time investment. These offerings might include templates, workbooks, online courses, or subscription-based resource libraries. Digital products can be incredibly powerful for your business. Perhaps the best thing about them is that they continue working for you in the background, freeing you up to focus on other aspects of your business. Here's a quick action plan to get your recurring income product launched this summer. First, identify your MVP, your minimum viable product. The simplest version you can create that still delivers real value. Don't get caught in the trap of trying to include everything in the kitchen sink or to make it perfect. A streamlined template pack, a simple PDF guide, or a short video course can be created in just a couple of weeks, or even less if you stay focused. Next, set aside dedicated time in your calendar specifically for product creation. Block out 2 to 3 hours, 3 times a week, and treat those blocks as non-negotiable appointments with yourself. Now let's talk about marketing those products effectively, because this is where many people fall down. Here are 3 actionable marketing strategies specifically for digital products. Create a preview or sample that gives potential buyers a taste of what they'll get. This could be a free template from your pack or a sample module from your course. This reduces the perceived risk for buyers and increases conversion rates dramatically. Set up an automated email sequence specifically designed to sell your product. This should include 4 to 5 emails that address common objections, showcase benefits, and include testimonials if you have them. Obviously not from your product that you're just creating, but from other people who have bought from you. Schedule these to go out over the next 7 to 10 days after someone joins your list or downloads your preview. And here's a pro tip. Once your client buys, make sure you're set up to exit them from that automation and add them to an after-sales email automation, where you could potentially upsell them into something else. Use your existing client base as your primary marketing channel. Reward your existing clients by offering them a special early bird price, or even better, reach out and ask for testimonials in return. The feedback from these early buyers will not only help you improve the product, but also provide powerful social proof for future marketing. Remember, the beauty of digital products is that you create them once and you can sell them forever. They work for you while you're on holiday, while you're sleeping, and yes, while everyone else is experiencing the summer slump, provided you market them, that is. Strategy number 5 is to launch a summer accountability group. My 5th and final strategy is particularly effective during the summer months: launching a limited time accountability group. Let's face it, summer can be a challenging time for many professionals and business owners to stay focused and productive. Between holidays, kids being off school, hopefully some sunny weather, and the general relaxed summer vibe, it's easy for goals to slip. That's exactly why offering structure and accountability during this period can be much needed and incredibly valuable. A summer accountability group could provide a supportive community environment where members can maintain momentum on their goals despite the seasonal distractions. It's time limited by nature, making it perfect for a summer revenue boost. Here's how you might structure this. Create a 4 to 8 week program specifically designed to help people stay on track with their business, professional, or even personal goals during summer. This could include weekly group calls, a private online community, check-in systems, and perhaps some targeted training content related to your area of expertise. The key ingredient is the accountability element. This might take the form of progress tracking, buddy systems, or small group check-ins. The specific structure will depend on your business and expertise, but the fundamental promise is helping members achieve more than they would on their own during this period. These types of accountability groups can be surprisingly popular. Many business owners, professionals, and people in general are actively looking for accountability, structure, and support during what could otherwise be quite a scattered and unfocused time. The combination, therefore, of community, accountability, and specific goals can be very appealing during the summer months when maintaining momentum can be a challenge. This approach would work particularly well if you've never offered a group program before, because the time-limited nature makes it less daunting for you to create and deliver. It's also a great way to test the waters for a more permanent group offering you might launch later. Price-wise, consider making it accessible enough that it feels like an easy yes for people. Remember, this isn't only about the immediate revenue. It's also about building relationships with potential clients who could later go on to invest in your higher ticket offerings. Offering gateway products like this can extend and increase your clients' overall spend. What I love most about summer accountability groups is that they create a win-win scenario. Your clients accomplish more during a traditionally less productive period, and you generate revenue during what might otherwise be a slower period for your business. So there you have it, 5 useful strategies to boost your summer revenue. Implementing recurring revenue streams, doubling down on personal outreach, creating strategic seasonal offerings, developing passive or recurring income products, and launching a summer accountability group. Which one will you do first? The beauty is that you don't need to implement all 5 at once. In fact, please don't, because it will not work. Even just one executed well could transform your summer from a worrying financial period to one of growth and opportunity. So I'd love to challenge you to choose just one of these strategies and take action on it before we reach peak summer season. Which one got you excited? Was it setting up more consistent revenue streams, or perhaps creating that digital product you've been thinking about for a while? Whichever one appeals the most, commit to taking that first step today. And if you know you need to grow your audience before you'd launch something like this, or maybe overhaul another area of your marketing, take my fully booked quiz at nikkihutchison.com/quiz. It will help you understand which activities to prioritize by taking just a few minutes to complete the quiz. And it will give you personalized recommendations based on your specific situation. Thank you so much for tuning into the From Overlooked to Fully Booked podcast today. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, because we're on holiday right now as this goes live. So tune back in on Friday the 6th of June at 7 a.m. for more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.